Yeah, that's what everybody is shopping for, a politics that will tell them that whatever you're doing now, whatever feels good to you right now, is what you should be doing. And that's great. Everybody will find that. And which one they pick is really going to come down to just individual aesthetic preferences, the community they find themselves among. And that's going to be the extent of it. I mean, he says he wants to make people to like realize they're in the Truman Show. Well, then what? Just tell each other? Just post about how they're on the fucking Truman Show? Just tell each other that, well, you know, now that I know, I'm going to let everybody else know. Even though me knowing just led me to do what I was doing anyway. I didn't change a goddamn thing about what I do with my life now that I know. I'm going to tell everybody else, assuming that if enough of us know, we're all going to change our behavior, even though none of us have.
What is the conservative version of what will your role be after the revolution?
I guess we're all going to be yeoman farmers.
I'm going to be a therapist that helps people deal with their trauma of being in public school.
No, you know what they're going to do? They're all going to be yeoman farmers. They're all going to have like 40 acres. They're going to have a barefoot and pregnant wife. They're going to go out and plow their fields and come home to a big country breakfast in the metaverse. It's going to be Stardew fucking Valley. That is going to be their great. That's going to be their blood and soil fantasy that they're going to get to live out.
I can't wait for the culture war between the people who are living in the Chaz multiverse. The Chaz multiverse.
It's gonna be like the
Marxist Leninist,
the Mayberry metaverse, the Chaz metaverse. Everyone's gonna be, then they're gonna have to fight each other because you need conflict to resolve. To resolve the anxiety and the misery of knowing that at the end of the day you're still on the fucking computer.
Well, yeah, okay. So there's gonna be the Chaz metaverse. There'll be the ML one where somehow everyone is designing uniforms for the Red Army. the based metaverse. And then there's still going to be like a club for growth, like Mitt Romney metaverse. But then there has to be one big one, like the last shared space in America. It will be basically like the Spanish Civil War of the metaverse, where all these sides fight.
And I got to say, look, if anyone wants smoke with the Chapo metaverse and the upcoming meta cultural war, just know that I've spent just months preparing by strafing thousands upon thousands of meta John Candies with meta Gatling guns from A-10 Warthogs. I've been strafing John Candy's positions in the metaverse with brutal and lethal efficiency. So if the mold bug metaverse wants smoke, we got it.
I went into the shared metaverse to do combat with Michael Anton, who's in a mech suit, and my equipment load was too high and I fat rolled through the floor and now I'm just clipping underneath the metaverse for eternity. It really sucks.
The Q metaverse is going to be the fun one because that'll just be shooting celebrities in the face.
The Q metaverse,
like GTA at the Oscars.
The Q metaverse is amazing. Oh my god, that's the real Matrix. Like the stuff in like the ML or Chaz or like based metaverse is just like it's imitations of different lives people have lived that just aren't really remembered even. But the Q metaverse is going to be like, you know, the best operator of the day gets the sacred crystal that Winston Churchill's soul is trapped inside of. Oh, you're the citizen of the day because Ryan O'Neill visited you in your dream and told you you had to execute Celine Dion. That will be amazing.